Okay. Today is Daf Mem Beis. Today's Daf Mem Beis. We are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. One, two, three lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, the Ilanishmas, Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Today is actually the art site, and the learning today should be at Aliyah for the Neshama. So, Kiyasa Rav Dibi, when Rav Dibi came, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Shalosh Lashonos Shamati. There are three different red strings in Halacha that I have heard of. Three different red strings. Achas Shel Para, one of the Para, the Achas Shel Seir Mishtaleach, one of the Paraduma, one of the Seir, also one of says, Seir HaPnimi, about the inside Seir that we've been discussing, we spoke about yesterday, the whole thing with the Machzer, with the different issues about the inside Seir's red string. Tosfos raises that question, and he says, "Nirali mishum da'ahi lo havi el kadesh lo yis'arev lo havi le shir klal." The whole reason why this is not mentioned is because the only reason you had one there was to differentiate it from the Seir B'Shaleach. There was no inherent mitzvah that had to have one. It was done so that it shouldn't get mixed up. So that's what Tosfos says, which that could be the makar for those Rishonim who held that the Rambam, there was none. They held the, right, even though we said Shema Minah, right. they didn't quote it. So maybe Tosfos is alluding to it because it wasn't there for any inherent reason, just not to get it mixed up. That's not a reason. Okay. Anyway, there are three. Achas Mishkal Asar Zuz. One of them was heavy enough, was thick enough that it weighed 10 zuz. The Achas Mishkal Shnei Tzloyim, and one was heavy and thick enough that it weighed 2 tzloyim, which is 8 zuz. The Achas Mishkal Shekel. And one was thick enough that it weighed a shekel, which is 2 zuz. So it's 10, 8, or 2. That is the three different strings. Those are the three different weights. 10, 8, or 2. So we said the kesher shel chiyame. Some say there wasn't a kesher, it was just a bow. Some say that. Some say that it wasn't a knot on the horns, it was a bow. So they're both on a. Some say that it wasn't even a that this is already a chiddush, that since the knot was not needed because it was thrown off the cliff, you didn't care. Could have been a derabanan, ain't shulos b'mikdash, a lot of different halachic issues going on at the same time. But the easiest one out is it was not a kesher shel chiyame.
And the
paradum also doesn't have to be on Shabbos, right? It could. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if they would have done that. Now, Ve'eli Lefarish, but I don't know which of these weights of the red wool, of the red string, applied to which of these mitzvahs. I don't know. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Pirsha, he explained, Mishrei of Yonasan, the name of Yonasan, Shel Para, the one that the Paraduma was Mishkal Asar Zuz. That weighed 10 Zuz. Why? Because Rashi says, the boy Kovei, we had this yesterday, he required it to be heavy. So the one for the paraduma that weighed the most, v'shal seir mishtaleach, and the one for the seir mishkal shnei tzloyim, that one weighed 8 zuz. Rashi says because it had to be divided in half and put half of it on the rock, so it had to have some kind of a certain amount of length so that you could cut it in half, so it had to have that kind of value. V'shal metzorah, but the one for the metzorah, all you did was just put it there in that mixture of the metzorah mixture. So the Mishkal Shekel could even be worth a shekel, which is 2 zuz, the least value. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Pligi bar Rav Shur ben Chalafta v'Rabbanan b'Parah." They argue by the case of Paraduma. Chad Amar Mishkal Asara, v'Chad Amar Mishkal Shekel. Just the opposite. One held 10, that's Asara, v'Chad Amar Mishkal. One held a shekel, with Mishkal Shekel, which is 2. V'si Manach, and what's the Siman? How do you know that the argument was? Echad Hamar v'Echad Hamamet. It's a Mishnah in Menachos, which says, Echad HaMarbe, you want to give a lot, Echad HaMamet, you want to give a little, it's all good, as long as you have Kavanah of Hashem. That's a principle that is mentioned by Menachos, but it's much more far-reaching implications. Whatever you do is good, as you don't have more, so don't give more, you don't have, what could you do? As long as your heart's in the right place. So what does that mean over here? What's the simon over here? So Rashi explains, Echad HaMarbe, Echad HaMamet. We only took the large shear and the small shear. The middle shear, the 8 zuz, that's they're not arguing about. They're arguing about it the most or the least. 10 or 2. So you want to know what the machlok is about, the parah aduma's red string. How big was it? The siman is a lot or a little. 10 or 2. But the middle sheet of 8, they're not arguing about that. Amalei Rav Yirmiya Midifti L'Ravina. Rav Yirmiya Midifti said to Ravina, Lo b'para pligi. No, they didn't argue on the para. They didn't argue about that one. Ela b'seir mishtaleach pligi. They really argued on the seir ha-mishtaleach. V'ahu yoma, and that day, Noach Nafshe d'Rav Yibar Kisi. Rav Yibar Kisi died. On the day that they had the discussion, the machlokes, that they're arguing about the size of the string of the Seir Mishtaleach, Rav Yibar Kisi passed away, and it was a good v'anchu by simana, and they established a simon to know that they were really arguing about the Seir Mishtaleach. Why? Because Rav Yibar Kisi mechaper, Rav Yibar Kisi's death was a kapara, as Rashi says, when tzaddikim die, their misa is a kapara. And Kisir Mishtaleach, just like the Seir Mishtaleach was a kapara. So they're just arguing. What were they arguing about? That's all. That's all the Gemara was. Right. Now a new thing. Amar of Yitzchak. Shtei Shchitos Shamati. I heard that there were two Shchit. I heard halachas about two Shchitos. Achas Shel Para. One of the para aduma, the achas shel paro, and one of the par of the kohen gadol. Achas kasher bizar, one is kosher if it was done by a zar. The achas pesula bizar, and one is pasul if it's done by a zar. V'lo yadana haymenayu. I don't know which one. I don't know. I heard. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know the halacha. A zor here doesn't necessarily mean a non-kohen. It can mean a non-kohen gadol, because we're talking about the power of the kohen gadol. So a zor can even mean a regular kohen. Lav dafka a non-kohen. Itmar shchita is para of the paro. Regarding the shchita of the para aduma and the power of the kohen gadol, Rabbi Shmuel. So my chalak is Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar, one says para pesula. The para is pasul. The paraduma is possible if done by a czar, but paro kashera. But the power of the kohen gadol, that's not a problem. The chad armor, one holds just the opposite. Paro pesula, the paro, the power of the kohen gadol, that had to be done by the kohen gadol. But para, but the kohen, but the paraduma kashera, that could have been done by anybody. So the Gemara says, tistayim, it's probably true, let's prove, derav hu de amar, para pesula. That Rav is the one who held that the para aduma is possible if done by a zar. How do you know? The Amar of Zera, because Reb Zera said a statement, shchitas para bizar pesula. The shchita of the para aduma done by a zar is no good. Some even have the girsa Amar of Zera, Amar Rav. But putting that aside, Rav will still have Amar Rav Allah, and Rav said, you know why? Elazar v'chuka sheninu ba. Because we have Elazar written by Paraduma and Chuka, the Chok, which tells me it's Dafka. Who's Elazar? He's the Skan. It can't be done by anybody else. Varav. So if Rav holds that it has to be done only by the Skan, no one else. So Maishna Para. So what about Paraduma? Why could that? So that the Rav held that's kosher by Elazar. Why is that? Dixir Elazar v'Chuka. That says Rav right, Maishna Parah Dixiv, right. So Maishna Parah Dixiv Elazar V'Chuka. So by the Paraduma, Rav says no way, it says Elazar V'Chuka. Right? Which means only the Elazar. So by the Paraduma, I'm sorry, by the power of the Yom Kippur, Nami Haksiv Aaron V'Chuka. It also says on Yom Kippur, Aaron V'Chuka. On Yom Kippur. So how could you say, Rav, that a Zohar could check that? How could that be? So the Gemara answers, Shechita la avodahi. Shechita is not an avoda. We had this already many times, right? The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen who was doing the Shechita, wouldn't go to the mikvah. The Ramban says, right, he wouldn't go to the mikvah in the morning because he didn't have to wash his hands and feet in the kiyar because it wasn't an avoda.
Why did the Kohen Gadol have to check the tumen?
What?
Did the Kohen Gadol start to keep the tumen?
But we asked, the Gemara asked that question. Remember, the Gemara asked that question. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to do the Shechita of the Talmid? I think they got the ball rolling. It was just in a Chanami, we said. Right. Good question. Good question. But the Ramban says, unbelievable, the Ramban says, we have a din that you're not allowed to bring any iron into the Beis HaMikdash. No iron could be used for any construction, and apparently any use in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could you shechita? How could you... What? Exactly. So how could you do it? So he says, not enough oda.
What's
the Torah says. Torah says you're not allowed to build any of the kale of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use iron. That's why there was a little worm that was able to cut the stone. Why? Because iron is used for weapons, and the Beis HaMikdash is not a place of war. It's a place of peace. So they don't go hand in hand. They can't be in the same place. So the Ramban says, so that's how you can get a knife in there, because it's not an avoda. Anyway, ihachi. So ihachi paranami. So then how on earth? So why is the paraduma limited to only the one person if it's not an avoda? Right, it's not an avoda. So if it's not an avoda for the paraduma, for the par of the Yom Kippur, why is it an avoda regarding the paraduma? So the Gemara answers, shiny parah, no, the parah duma is different. You know why? The kodshi bedek abayati, because the parah duma is not even kodesh. It doesn't have kedushas haguf, it has what's called kedushas damim. It belongs to the bedek abayas. What does that mean? That means the whole parah duma is very unique. Because where is it slaughtered? It's slaughtered on a har zeisim. It's not a carbon, in the classic sense of a carbon. It's not a carbon. It is a carbon, it isn't. It's a carbon, it's a paraduma, it's very special. It's bedek habayis. What does that mean? That means all the rules are different. The whole thing is different. It's being slaughtered across the mountain. It's not a classic carbon with all the rules, there's no sprinkling down. You don't have that by the paraduma. One second, they're going to answer that question. All the rules are different. So if all the rules are different, then even the slaughtering could be makbid, that could only be done by one person. That's what the Gemara answers. You're right. The Gemara is going to say, V'laf kol dekein, who? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? The other way? If we allow anybody to slaughter the power of the Yom Kippur Kohen Gadol, if anybody could do that, then why can anybody shech the paraduma? Paraduma is only bedek habayis. It's much less. That's your question. Right? What are we saying? Since the paraduma is only bedek habayis, it's not a classic carbon. In the classic sense, therefore, the rules change, and we can make up any rule we want, and the Torah said only a lazar, only one person could do it. Not anybody. As opposed to a real carbon, the power on Yom Kippur, anybody can do that. Even a Zohar is kosher. So Gemara says, isn't that a kavachomer the other way? If a real classic carbon like the power of the Yom Kippur can only be done by anybody, so certainly the power of Duma can be done by anybody. Right? V'lo chol dechenu, it's a kal v'chomer the other way. So Amar of Shisha, B'reidu of Idi, Midi dehavi amaris negoyim. Isn't it like maris negoyim? What's maris negoyim? When any Kohen will come to check, hey, does this guy have teras or not? Right? Delav avodo hi, that's not an avoda. It's not an avoda. Nevertheless, uboy kahuna, only a Kohen could do it. Only a Kohen could do it. A Yisrael can't check the avoda. The Yisrael can't check someone's saras. Only the Kohen could do that. Everything, the whole thing, the whole story. Only a Kohen could do that. Yisrael can't do that. He can look, but he can't paskin. Only the Kohen's allowed to paskin. So you have a model. You have a model where there's not an avoda, and yet it requires a kahuna. So we can have a situation where something is not an avoda, and yet it requires kahuna. It can even require a specific kohen. So the kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer.
Would that be a problem if he says he's coming? Would that have the
kohen? The kohen himself? No. If the kohen comes to the guy's house and he sees the guy's full tzaraas and he says, you know what? You have tzaraas. The kohen's not affected. No, only by paraduma you have that rule. The one who does the sprinkling becomes tummy himself. You don't have by taras. So all the mafarshim ask the following question: did the kohen who's checking taras have to wear the big kahuna at the time? It's not an avoda, right? Right? So the Beis Yitzchak says, no, you didn't have to. But you needed to have to be a Kohen. Right? What if Yisrael says, I want to check the kahuna, and listen to this, I'm an Einu Mitzvah for Osev. If a woman wants to, a woman's not Mechuliv in Lulav. Right? She's not Mechuliv in Lulav. Because it's a Mitzvah Seisha, it's a Man Krama. And if she says, I want to shake it anyway, she's an Einu Mitzvah, but she's for Osev, she's going to do it. That's wonderful. So what if a guy says, I'm not a Kohen, but I'll check the Negoyim. I'm an Einu Mitzvah for Osev, and I'll do it anyway. I'm not a Kohen, but I want a Duchen. How come by a woman it's very nice, and by here it's crazy? What's the difference? All of us are thinking, this is a crazy question. But what's the lambda? What's the lambda?
The woman is in the parsha.
Right, so that's the answer. That's the answer, right? But why is that an answer? The woman's in the parsha. Why is she in the parsha?
Is the heter not doing this?
What? I want to do it. I know it's not my mitzvah. I know it's not my mitzvah, but I would love to do it. I'm Einu Mitzvah for Osei. I want to do it. But only the Kohen can do it. A woman can check a lulav. She ain't a mitzvah, right? So the answer is that she's not in the parish. You're not in the parish of Kahana. That answer needs a hesber. Exactly what makes what's the difference? We all intuitively think this is a ridiculous question, right? But why? Why is that ridiculous? That has to be fleshed out. But it's a little bit here. So the kohen doesn't have to wear the big kahuna, but it just has to be. You have to be from the shevet of Levi. It's all we need. So we have a model where something's not an avoda, and yet it has to be done by the Kohen. So it's not the Kal V'Chomer, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. You have such a case, you have a Ben Goyim. We have it already. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer. That's Rav Shita. Rav holds the Paraduma, yes, only by certain people, but the power of Aaron on Yom Kippur, that can be done by anybody. So Rav holds. Shmuel holds exact reverse. Ushmuel de Omar, Paro Psula. His power, the power of the Kohen Gadol, that couldn't be done by anybody else. If a Zohar did that, it's possible. But the Paro Aduma was okay. So Maishna Paro, why did Shmuel hold that the power could only be done by the Kohen Gadol? The Ksib, Aaron Vuchuka. Aaron and Vuchuka, Shmuel's picking up on that lashon. Aaron and Vuchuka, only them, no one else. So paranami hoksiv elazar v'chuka. So by paradum it also says elazar v'chuka. Why isn't Shmuel interested in that? So the Gemara answers, shiny hasam. It's different over there. Dichsiv, because it says v'shachat osa lefanov. That's the end of a pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk mentions elazar by name, and then it says v'shachat osa lefanov. So Shmuel holds, who's the osa going on? V'shachat osa lefanav. He should shacht it lefanav, in front of him. So Shmuel says that pasuk really means someone else should shacht it in front of Elazar, in front of the skan. That's normal Hebrew. V'shachat osa lefanav. What would it mean? He should shacht it in front of himself. It's a very funny language. Rav's going to hold that. That's very funny language. So therefore, it means there's another guy here. Who is it? Could be anybody.
Azar.
Could be anybody. So you don't need specifically this gun. This gun's there watching. Why is he watching? That's a separate discussion. Some say he's watching out of Al-Aidus. But why is he watching? The Torah says he has to be watching. But does he have to do the Shechita? Absolutely not. V'shachat osa lefanav. She heizar shochet. Someone else is doing the Shechita. V'elazar roa. Elazar's watching. V'rav. And Rav says it can only be done by the skan. So why did it say this funny lashon like that? V'shachat osa lefanav. So you know what Rav says? Shelo yaseh taito mimena. Don't, that the Kohen who's doing the shechita, the Sgan, is not allowed to have hesach hadas. He has to focus on what he's doing the whole time. That's why he says lefanav. In front of himself, he's shechting it in front of himself, meaning he's focused. U'shmuel, shelo yaseh taito minale. Where does Shmuel derive that he has to be focused? He's not deriving it from the Shechita, because according to him, anybody could do that. So is he deriving it? Menaf galei from v'soreif es hapara le'enov. He burnt the para le'enov. In front of his own eyes. Yes. The meaning to teach you that he has to have, he cannot have hesach hadas.
It's
going on the Kohen. No, this is v'soreif later on. So if the Shechita can be done by Adar, but everyone agreed. Yeah, it can be done by anybody. Everybody agrees that once the shechita is over, it must be done by the kohen. So he can't have pesach hadas for Rav. And what about Rav? Rav holds that you need pesach hadas by shechita. So Rav b'shechita v'chad b'sreifa. According to Rav, you need to say it twice. V'tzricha, it has to say both times. V'kaser rachmana b'shechita. If we would only say it by shechita, mishum detchilas avodei. It's the beginning of avoda, and therefore start off on the right foot. When you're starting off this process, make sure you don't have pesach hadas. I will sreifa, but if I later on sreifa, aim low. I already had kavana. I already had the problem. I had to continue the whole time.
But it's still part of the avoda.
Okay, so who? You have to get a pesach hadas not for 1 second. Rav says no. Lo tzricha. I would think maybe by sreifa we could be a little more relaxed. Absolutely not. Because of rachmana b'sreifa, and if it would only say it by sreifa, I would think mishum dahashtahu demiskashra para, because that is what sanctifies. That is what makes the paraduma into a paraduma. Shechita, you're not done yet. A lot more you have to do. So by the sreifa, that's the ashes. I would say the ashes of the paraduma. The ashes are what's vital. So I would think, listen, you can't be spacing out, but you have to have a special hetzach hadas. Maybe not. I will shechita emalo. Tzricha, therefore, you need it by both. So the Gemara asks, Lamute Mai, so what's excluded here? What's excluded? You have to have Hesach Hadas. You can't have Hesach Hadas by the Shechita and by the Sreifa. So when can you? When can you have a little bit more of a relaxed mind? When? Ilem Lamute Asifas Eifara, if it means when you're gathering the Eifer. Umilui Mayim, and gathering the water. Likidush, to make this drink, to make this liquid, this potion, that can't be. Lemishmeres, lemei nida ksiv. There's a special pasuk. Lemishmeres, lemei nida. That means you have to have kavana there too. Ela, when is it? Lemute hashlochas eight erez, the ezov, ushni solas. When you're throwing in the wood, and the erez, and the cedar, and the ezov grass, and the red string, the lav, gufa, de para ninu. That has nothing to do with the body of the par. The body of the para. It's all extra things you're throwing in to make this whole paraduma potion has all the other ingredients in there, but that has nothing to do with the animal. Because we have it's very similar to Shnei Ksuvim and Abanka Echad Emelamdin. Since the Torah specifies it only two times or three times, that means it's dafka. That the Torah says something one time. In the Torah, so we assume that applies everywhere. But if the Torah says it twice, then you have to scratch your head. Why did the Torah say it twice? It must be it's only those two. That's the story behind Shnei Ksuvim and Abanka Echad Emelamdin. Torah says it only twice. It must mean in the other places no. So only by Shechita and only by Sreifa it says you can't have Pesach Hadas. So other places you could. Otherwise, Torah should have said it once. According to Shmuel, the Torah did say it once. According to Shmuel, the Torah said it once. Only said it by Sreifa. By Shechita, the Torah did not say it, according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, so why is the Torah singling it out? So where is it? Where are you off the hook? So that's what the Gemara is trying to do now. By Eitzeres, Shitzolas, all these things, they're not involved with the actual parah itself. It's part of the process, but not part of the animal. Therefore, you don't have to have therefore, you could have, so to speak, Hesach Hadas.
But the water also is not done with the animal itself.
What?
No,
but it's the Aether. So it's the Aether, so they consider it the same. Fine. New topic. Not new, but a little slightly different. Itmar. Shechitas para bizar. The shechita of the para aduma is good with a zar. It could be done with a zar. Rami Arsha Kshera, that's good. Rizach Barnabcha Amar Psula, it's no good. Same machlokas. Ula Amar Kshera, Amri La Psula. Some say yeah, some say no. Masiv of Yoshua bar Abba, Lusu'uye l'Rav. Yoshua bar Abba now is going to bring a braisa which is going to support Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said that by a para aduma, a zar is no good. And that is going to support Rav. Shmuel said, the shechita by a para aduma is yet good. This braisa is going to be a kasha on Shmuel. Let's go. Ein li ela hazaz meimeha. I only know that the hazah, the sprinkling, when a guy's tummy, what does he do? He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen sprinkles him with paraduma water. Ein li ela hazah smeimeha. I only know this sprinkling. She ain't sharing be'isha. Kibbe'ish. It can't be done by a woman. can only be done by a man. How do you know? Rashi says, because the Torah says Elazar and Kohen, which are always men. So it can't be done by a woman. That's not even a, that's not a shot. We know that. Then Sharel Bayom. And it can only be done by day. It can only be done by day. Menayin Larabos Shchita, the Kabbalah Sadama, the Hazaz Dama, the Srefata, Vashlachas, right? The Shchita, the receiving the dam, the sprinkling the dam, the burning it, Vashlachas Eitz Erev Eitz Avushni Solas, throwing in all the stuff. How do we know it can also only be done by day? Rashi says the fact that it can be done by a, that it can't be done by a woman, that's no chiddush. We know it can't be done by a woman because it says constantly a Kohen and a Lazar, which always exclude, a woman can't do avod in the Beis HaMikdash, even if she's a Kohenes. So how do we know? But how do we know it can only be done by Yom? All this can only be done by Yom. Talmud Lomar, Torah. It says Torah, meaning the whole process is all the same dinam. All the same dinim, it can't be done by night. Yachal sha'ani marbe. So what about, I want to also throw into this pot, at asifas ha'efrara, the gathering of the ashes, umilu mayim, filling up the water, v'kidush, and making this whole mixture. How do I know that can't be done by night? How do I know that can be done by night? Talmud lomar, zos. So it says Torah, which includes everything, but it says zos. Zos is a lashon of miyot. Only this. Not the gathering of the Afer, which can be done by night. So that's what Gemara says. This is all leading up to be a kasha on Shmuel. Umar rois, l'rabos es elu, ulahotzi es elu. Why are you including this and excluding that? Why are only the following things, the gathering of the Afer, the milu hamayim, and the kiddush, why could that be done by night and nothing else? What did you see to pick this as opposed to that? What led you to that? Achar shriba hakasiv umiyat. Since the Torah has a ribuy and a miyat, Torah is a ribuy. Zos is a miyat. So you have both. Amar dal say, hare anu lemeidin kula mehazos memeha. Let's learn out, let everything be compared to the actual sprinkling on the tamei person. Mahazos memeha, just like the sprinkling on the tamei person. Enok sheirin beisha kibish, cannot be done by a woman. The an kasherin el bayom, and it can only be done by day. Afani avi, I will also include shchita, the vakabalas dama, vazas dama, v'sre fasa, v'ashlachas eight, erev eid of hashim solas. Hovel ve'enu kasher beisha, since all that cannot be done by a woman, therefore kibish like a man, an kasherin el bayom. So too an kasherin el bayom, it can only be done by day. However, the collecting the aether and the mili hamayim, that can be done by a woman. So if it can be done by a woman, it can be done by night. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Umotzi ani, and I will exclude asifas eifara, the gathering of the aether, umilu mayim, and filling up the water, v'kiddush, and the making the drink. Hoel uksherin beisha kibish, since it's kosher by a woman, it can do that also. Ksherin nami b'yom b'layla, so it's kosher by day and by night. All that was only brought just to ask a kasha on Shmuel. What's the kasha? Shechita can only be done by a man. V'hai, mighty yufta. What's the kasha? Now what's the kasha on Shmuel? Ilema midi psulim b'isha, psulim ami bizar. Is that your kasha? Since a woman can't do shechita, neither can a zar do shechita, and Shmuel held a zar can. The kasha on Shmuel. That's not the kasha. Hazaz me'mera tochiyach. The hazaz, sprinkling the dam, will be sprinkling the paraduma water will be tochiyach. You know why? Shepsulim beisha. A woman can't do that. However, uksherim bazar, but a zar could do that. When a guy's tummy, he walks into the base of the mikdash and he says, hey, "Someone sprinkle me." You don't have to have only the kohen gadol do it. Any kohen could do that. So that's not the kasha. Ella, what's the kasha? Amar Abaya, hainu to yufta. This was the kasha on Shmuel. Isha, a woman, my timer, what's the reason she can't do it? Elazar v'lo Isha. Because it says Elazar. Elazar was a man. So women can't do it. So too, Zarnami, also Zar. Elazar v'lo Zar. Zarnami, Elazar v'lo Zar. Right. Elazar and not anybody else. And it's a tiyufta on Shmuel. The Meshech Chachma says something amazing. He says, why dafka did it have to be the Kohen Gadol? So we say here that we're going to say in a few minutes, Dafka the Kohen Gadol or the Sagan, which is the assistant Kohen Gadol, why are they the ones that have to daska do the Paraduma and daska do the Sar Lazazel? Why couldn't it be anybody? Why are we daska having these people? So the Meshech Chachma says, because we know it's an Aveira of what's called Shechut Eichot. We can't shecht things outside the Beit HaMikdash. And yet we have two times where we do that. So Paraduma, and that's once in a blue moon, and every year in Yom Kippur. It could raise eyebrows. What are they doing? We're not allowed to bring karbanos in my backyard. We're taking them to a cliff. It could raise questions. Like, what's going on? The slaughtering of Parah Aduma on the other mountain? Nothing else is done on that mountain. All of a sudden this? They specifically wanted the best person to do it. They specifically, only the Kohen Gadol is doing it. They have a kash in the Kohen Gadol? Probably not. There's a Sagan. They wanted to have the most special people doing it to calm any fears that they're doing Aveiros. That's the Mishkan, which tries to give an understanding about why we specifically want these people. That's because of these Avodos. Because these Avodos are the only things that are not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Now, we're going to stop on the top line of them in Gimel and Aleph, but this is going to go on throughout tomorrow. Ula is now going to be questioning various psukim in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas is the Parsha of the Paraduma. And he's going to raise questions where sometimes the psukim seem to limit it to only certain people, certain ideas, certain issues, and sometimes not. Sometimes it's a general statement. So Ula just comments, it's very funny how the psukim sometimes seems to be very narrow and sometimes not. And we'll start today, but we'll continue this tomorrow. Amar Ula, Kala Parsha Kula, the whole Parsha, the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Mashma moti miyad, mashma melo. Sometimes the pasuk, even within the same pasuk or the next pasuk, it seems to limit what we just was marve, and sometimes not. Sometimes it stands on its own. Now the Gemara is going to say exactly what Ula means, because it says unasatim osa el Elazar HaKohen, and you should give it, what it, the paraduma, to Elazar HaKohen. Osa le Elazar. Only the first paraduma was done by Elazar. But future generations didn't have to be done by Elazar. That's what the pasuk seems to imply. Osa, only this year, this first paraduma had to be done by the Sagan. But no later year. By the way, in the Torah, there's a whole discussion. What is a Sagan? Is that a halachic category of, he's not a Kohen Hedyot, but he's not a Kohen Gadol? He's more than a Kohen Hedyot, but less than a Kohen Gadol? Or is it just anybody, the Sagan? Like who made up this rule about Sagan? That is a discussion. But let's assume there's such a thing as Sagan. So Osa, only this year has to be done by Elazar, who is the Sagan. But any other part of it can be done by anybody. Ikedi Amri, Ludoros Bekoi Gadol. So every other year, who's doing it? Who's doing it every other time? So the Gemara says, no, Koin Gadol. Ikedi Amri, Ludoros Bekoi Hedyot. And every other time, anybody. So Bishlom Lamanda Amal Doros Bekohen Hedyot Chaper. I understand why we would be done by anybody, because why not? Who said it's got to be someone? Who said it's got to be the Kohen Gadol? But El Lamanda Amal Doros Bekohen Gadol Menale. How do you know? So the Gemara says Gomar Chuka Chuka Biyom Kippurim. It's Xer Shava Chuka Chuka from Yom Kippurim. Just like Biyom Kippurim, everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So too Xer Shava, the Paraduma will always be done by the Kohen Gadol, except the first one. Why the first one? Zeres HaKasav. But we said, because I think Rashi there says the Parshas Chukas, because Aaron sinned with the Egel, it couldn't be him. Right? It had to be someone else. Vahotzi, now next, it says, Vahotzi Osa. It said, you should take it out. What's it? The Paraduma. Right? So it started off in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they took it to the Hamath of Olives, across the Kidron Valley. Right? Osa, only it. Shelo yotzi acheres ima. You couldn't take any other animals along with the paraduma. What's going on? Kiditnan. Lo haisha para rotze lotze. The cat didn't want to move. Lo ein motzi an ima shechora. You can't put a black, like have a black cow, a regular cow, next to it, and the paraduma will follow that cow. What? Doesn't want to move. It's stubborn. Doesn't want to move, the cow. You're not allowed to put a rope on it and pull it, because then you're running into the problem of having an ol on it. It has to be that it was that it never worked. So you can't push it. You have to let it go by itself. It doesn't want to go. So we'll bring the friend, and it'll follow the friend. Now let's do that. You know why? Shalom Yomru, people shouldn't say Shchor Shchuta, but they're shechting a black one too. Right? That's funny. I never heard of that. The Ein Motzi Ima Aduma. You can't even bring another red one. Why? Shalom Yomru Shtayim Shachter. They're shechting two. One's not enough. So you have to wait for it to move. You can't help it along. You can't bring anything else. Why? Because it says Osa. So Rebbe Omar, Lo Ben Hashem, who's there? That's not the reason. The reason isn't because we're scared people are going to think. That's not the reason. Ella Mishum Shenemar Osa. It says Osa Levada. That's it. There is a kasuv. They give me a reason. What kind of reason is that? No reason. It says Osa only by itself. So the Gemara says V'tana Kama Haksiv Osa. But the Tanakhama also says Osa. So what's he giving over all these reasons for? It says Osa. What are the reasons people are going to think? So Gemara says, Man Tanakhama. Who is this Tanakhama? The Tanakhama is Rav Shimon. Tanakhama is Rav Shimon. The Darish Taima Dikra. Rav Shimon here is giving a reason for the Torah. Why does it have to be alone? It has to be alone because if you send another animal, people will start making wrong conclusions. You can check the black one, you can check two. And Hanami holds that it has Osa means walk, but he's giving a reason. Where did that come up? The Torah says that Losachbo, Rashi quotes it, Losachbo beged almana. Don't take a mashkin from an almana, don't take a beged. Why? We don't know why. So Rav Shimon says, you know why? Because Rav Shimon says only a poor almana. But a rich almana, you can take a mashkin. Why? Because if she's poor, let's say you can take her pajamas. So every night, you're going to have to go and drop off the pajamas because she needs them at night. And then the day, you're going to take them back. So it's going to look very suspicious when there's an almana, a single woman, and a man's coming every night. That's going to be a lot of suspicion about that. Therefore, if she's poor, don't take a baguette from her. But you always have to come back and return. But if she's rich, and it's not an issue, she has another pair of pajamas. Then you can. And Rabbi Yehuda over there argues and says, no, what are you talking about? The Torah says, let's not go back to Almana. No, rich, not poor. Doesn't go into all that. You can't do it. So to over here, Rabbi Shimon is the one who's darshan's time of the Torah. He's giving a reason for the Torah. The Torah doesn't say any reason why it has to be alone. The Torah just has to be alone. Rabbi Shimon's coming up with reasons. What's his reason? Because people are going to make wrong halachas. My benayu, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rebbe? The difference is the apik chamor bahada. What if you have a donkey? No one in a million years is ever going to think this is being shechted. Because it's not a kosher animal. No one's going to make that mistake. So according to Rav Shimon, you could bring a chamor and get the chamor to get the paraduma out of there. That you could do. Because no one's, the whole reason is because people are going to make a mistake about halacha. It's not going to happen by a chamar. It's not going to happen. But according to the Rebbe, it's nothing to do with that. It's there is a kasuf. It has to be alone. Even a chamar is no good. So it's just interesting. With Usher Weiss, he has a piece on this machlokas, this time of the krah. He says something fascinating. He says there's another case where this comes up about lo yar below nashim. A king can't marry too many women, right? So the Torah there says the reason. Torah there says because it's going to lead you back to your heart's going to stray. If you marry too many, your heart's going to stray. So there, the Torah itself says the reason. So according to Rav Shimon, who's Dorish Taimer Dekra, or the Torah give a reason. So Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon said, even one woman, even if one woman's going to, well, I'm allowed to be married, right? Yeah, but not if you're the Melech. Even one woman who's going to stray your heart, you can't marry her. Right, even one. So, and of course, since the Torah gives a reason, Rabbi Yehuda, who would argue about the Almana case, would agree that you can marry as many women as long as it's not going to stray your heart. The Torah itself gives the reason. So Rashi says, so what if the Torah doesn't give, like for example, by Almana or here, the Torah doesn't give a reason. So how do you know this is the reason? Right? How do you know? So he says, L'chari yesh chiddush lomar. Rav Shimon darish taimer dekra l'chadish halacha. He's in mechadish halacha. According to Rav Shimon, he can send a donkey into the base of the mikdash to get the paraduma out. Right? According to Rabbi Huda, you can't do that. According to Rabbi, you can't do that. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can. So who did Rabbi Shimon come up with this? Af, she'ain mekar l'tam. There's no reason for that. Ella, me'uvnasa deliba hu dami. Who dummy? Who d'me yalalanu hashemayma lomar kizer rav akadosh? This is what I think the reason is. So the Tanna of Shimon is coming up with it. I think this is the reason, and therefore, if I have a time where the reason won't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Right? He says that v'atul lo Shimon the chadish halacha lemaisa lufi kol tamei mitzvah shekasva rishonim kumo tamei Rambam for Ramban sefer Chinuch. Right? All the rishonim gave reasons. Right? Those aren't written in the Torah. It's a very, very interesting. It's a very big chiddush. The Rav Shimon comes up with his own reason. That's not reason. Not in the Torah. He was a Tanna. He was Rav Shimon by Yochai. He came up with his own reasons, and those reasons can now dictate what the halacha is. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the reason why it has to be alone is because we're scared of people are going to make a mistake. Doesn't say that. Rav Shimon feels that's the reason. Therefore, if you have a para, it's okay. If you have a donkey, no one's going to think that. Everyone sees a donkey, they're going to realize, oh, the power is stubborn, doesn't want to move. We got to send in a donkey to get it out. It's a very interesting whole idea about time of the crop. So Rav Ashurai seems to be saying that's what he feels on his own. But he's mechavin his leiv with leiv shemayim. Right, so you have to be, so if you're sure by Yechai, maybe you can do it. Right. Right, he seems to be saying that it was right. Shimon is part of the Masorah, no? But he's being Mechadish. Right, but he's clearly saying he's being Mechadish. That he is a Chiddush. You have to wait. You have to wait for it to come out. You have to wait. Alright. Again, today's year was one of the Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Yom and Akohen. The Yard says today, then the Shomer should have an Aliyah. Amen. Amen. Amen.